Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Denver Nuggets are out quickly this season. They are 9-2. They're in first place in the Northwest Division. We are joined right now by their head coach. He is in his fourth season with the Nuggets. He agreed to a two-year extension last month. They are in first place, and they are hosting Brooklyn tomorrow night. The head coach of the Nuggets, Michael Malone, is my guest. Michael, great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's always good to be on with you, Jim.
Always good to have you, Michael. Thanks so much. I know you're coming off a tough loss to Memphis last night, 89-87. You never want to lose a game, obviously, but how about one positive aspect? How pleased were you with the way your defense held the Grizzlies to 39 points in the second half?
Yeah, obviously, I think a big part of us getting off to such a good start and being 9-2 has been the defense. And after 11 games, I think we're second in the NBA in defensive efficiency, which means we've come a long way on that end. Very small sample size. Hopefully, we can continue that for the rest of the year. But last night in Memphis, our defense definitely kept us in the game and gave us chances. Unfortunately, that loss came down to our inability to take care of the ball, having 19 turnovers for 23 points on the road, which, as you know, Jim, is going to make it very hard to win against a quality opponent.
It's going to make it tough, especially against a quality opponent like that, Michael. But you're doing this. You're off to a great start, and certainly it's not with smoke and mirrors. I mean, this is legitimate, and you're doing it, for instance, without Will Barton, who's recovering from a hip injury. What's that tell you then about the depth of this team, that you can lose a quality player like that and then other guys will step up?
Yeah, I think it does speak to the depth, and I give a lot of credit to Tim Connelly, our president, who's put this roster together over the last 4 years since I've been here. Last season was a great example of that when Paul Millsap missed 44 games with a broken wrist, and we go 24-20. This year, Will Barton goes down in game two, and we find ways to plug guys in, whether it's Torrey Craig, Juancho Hernangómez, Malik Beasley, guys taking advantage of the opportunity given to them and going out there and helping us win games and win games at a high level. So it's great to see young guys stepping up and taking advantage of opportunities.
We're talking to Michael Malone, the head coach of the Denver Nuggets, and then some other guys I want to ask you about. Jamal Murray had that monster 48-point game against the Celtics earlier this week, and to an extent, that final shot might have distracted people from the overall performance. He's still just 21. What do you make of where his game is right now?
Well, and I agree with that. I think so much was made about the shot at the end and the unwritten rule in the NBA and being disrespectful. I think that took away from Jamal's performance, which was an incredible performance. 21 years old, playing against the number one defensive team in the NBA, and he gets 48 points, and he did it in a hell of a fashion, making tough, tough shots time after time. And Brad Stevens even said after the game, they threw everything at Jamal, and he was just in one of those zones. And I think last year was a great development, growing year for Jamal. He started in the NBA as a young man, 20 years old, going into the season. And as the year went on, all the way down to our last playoff push to end the season, where we went 6-1, Jamal was fantastic. He loves the big moment, and he's not afraid of the moment. And the scary thing is he's only going to get better. And we really love our young core here in Denver.
He's just 21. Denver Nuggets head coach Michael Malone joins us once again. Now, you and I have talked about Nikola Jokic numerous times in the past because, frankly, he is one of the more compelling guys in the entire league. He had a relatively quiet game last night, but overall, it seems like he's more locked in now than he used to be. Would you agree with that? And how have you gone about coaching him and helping him to know when to have fun and when to grind?
Yeah, I think when you look at Nikola's stat line, now last night, obviously, a relatively quiet night. He only took one shot, and that one shot was the last shot of the game, which was a great look for him from the three-point line. So we need to get him more aggressive, more involved, and looking to score a little bit more. But what I love about that, Jim, is that we're 9-2, and the way Nikola plays the game, he can impact the game without scoring. He can go out there and have 16 assists in a game and dominate, and that's what I love about him. In the 4 years I've been here and the years I've been coaching him, I've seen tremendous growth as a player, but more importantly, I've seen tremendous growth in terms of his maturity, his mental toughness, his ability to handle adversity, deal with the referees, and he has to understand, obviously, this past summer, the Denver Nuggets gave him a max contract, which he fully deserves. But with that comes responsibility, and he has to understand that all eyes are on him. And when things aren't going well, all of our young players are going to look to him first and foremost. And I think he's really taken that to heart. He's trying to be more of a leader. He's trying to handle those adverse situations in a much more mature manner. And, you know, all I can see is progress, and that's all you want from a young kid. Getting better, carrying this team, the face of the franchise, and that there's a lot on his shoulders, but he's handling it very well. And we're off to a great start, and Nicola's a very, very big part of that.
We are talking Denver Nuggets basketball head coach Michael Malone back on the program. Now, one guy who has yet to play, Michael, this season, but who's still making a contribution is Isaiah Thomas. Your relationship with him goes back to Sacramento. Brad Stevens was saying that when Isaiah was in Boston, he would always talk about you and how much he trusted you and that you allowed him to be himself. So how would you describe your relationship with Isaiah?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Go back to Sacramento, and I get the job, and we hit it off right away. And I think one of the reasons that we were able to establish that from early on in our relationship was my communication with Isaiah and my honesty with Isaiah. You know, Isaiah wanted to start, and I decided that I was going to start Grievous Vasquez in front of Isaiah. And I told Isaiah, I said, listen, I want you to understand this. When I make these decisions, it's not what's best for Isaiah Thomas. It's going to be what's best for our team. And I think bringing you off the bench is going to be best for our team. And you're going to close most games and finish most games for us. And he did that. That season with me as his head coach, he averaged 20 points a game, 6 assists. And I think the thing that he really loved about playing for me in Sacramento was that I never asked him to be something he wasn't. And you see that a lot in the NBA. Isaiah was a scorer in high school. He was a scorer in college. And guess what? He's a scorer now. I let him play basketball to the best of his abilities, to his strengths. I didn't want him to be something he wasn't. And I think he always admired and appreciated that because too often guys were asking him to be a John Stockton point guard. And quite frankly, that's not who his what his game was. And we stayed in touch throughout the years. And then when this summer came around, Jim, and free agency hit, everything he's gone through on and off the court in the last 2 years, he needed to play for somebody that he had history with, that he trusted and knew would look out for him. And I think that's a big reason that he decided to come to Denver. And when we get him back, obviously healthy, he's going to be a great contribution. And as you mentioned, he's contributing right now, even not playing. His leadership, his voice, his presence is really, really impactful for such a young locker room.
It's such an interesting response, Michael. And he said exactly that about you. He said there's only been 3 coaches in his life that he really trusted and wanted to play for. It was you and Brad Stevens and Lorenzo Romar. And it's because of what you just said. You did not try to make him something he's not. You let him be him. You know, when you consider what he's been through physically, what he's been through emotionally, the kind of money that maybe he thought he had but he doesn't have, what's it meant? What's it say about him that he's meant as much to your team in the locker room and that he's connecting with young players the way he has? What's it say about him as a presence and a leader?
Oh, it says everything. And I had told him, I said, listen, until we get you healthy, you know, your impact, you're not just coming here to be Isaiah the player. You're coming here to be the guy that was an MVP candidate. You're coming here to be a guy that is a veteran in the locker room to teach Jamal Murray and Monte Morris, our young guards, how to play the game and how to learn the game and see the game. We have a quiet team, Jim, and to have Isaiah's personality, to have his leadership. You know, right after that Boston game, I had a team together in the locker room. Hell of a win for us, but I said, did any of the vets have anything to say to Jamal about the shot he just took? And Isaiah, you know, jumped into it right away and talked to Jamal about how you can't do that. The league, everybody's watching. You don't want to get that reputation because guys are going to come after you. So just to have, when you have a player saying that kind of stuff, it's so much more impactful than me saying it. And I learned that a long time ago. Don Chaney, who I work with in New York, would always say, if the coach is always holding guys accountable, you can be a good team. But when the players hold each other accountable, you have a chance to be a great team. And I think Isaiah brings that to the table. And I love him. I'm thankful that he and his family are here, and I can't wait for him to get back on the court.
Yeah, once again, so interesting that you let him make that point as opposed to making that point yourself. But, Michael, the point is also we're talking about a young player. I mean, Jamal is 21, and the league has gotten younger and younger and younger. So has that impacted the way you coach and develop players? In other words, does it put more of a premium on the relationship between the players and the coaching staff as the league does get younger?
Oh, no doubt. And I learned from my father. Obviously, I've grown up in the gym, been around the game my whole life. And one thing my father told me years ago was the greatest gift I can give any player is confidence. And I think one of the reasons all of our young players have really developed here is because they've been given a chance to play, but more importantly, Jim, they've been given a chance to play through mistakes. none of our players are looking over their shoulder and saying, am I coming out if I miss a shot or I turn the ball over? And that's a really delicate balance to develop as many young players as we have, but also to have the expectations to win at the level that we have. That's really delicate to do, and I think I give our assistant coaches, our player development staff, a ton of credit. We spend a lot of time with our players, not just on the court, but off the court. I mean, I go to Europe, I go to see Nikola in Serbia, Juancho in Spain, go to see players around our country just to develop those relationships and to have that trust, that faith, and to let our guys know that we really care about them as people first. And players second.
Michael Malone is my guest. Michael, before you go, one last guy on your roster I have to ask you about. You've got so many fascinating players on that roster, guys who have really helped to develop, that you've helped develop, and find a new level. But I want to talk about a video clip that went viral in training camp. It's a video of a guard from Loyola by the name of Michael Malone running a drill. And I've got to say, you had Jamal Murray on his heels with your ball handling. At what point they had to double you along the sideline just to get the ball out of your hands. How would you describe your game these days?
No game. Hey, Jim, I feel bad that you wasted time even watching that clip. But, you know, what I try to do, I'll pick my spots, but I'll hop into practice drill, especially in training camp. You know, during the lockout one year when I was an assistant coach in Golden State, we went down to watch the Niners practice with Coach Harbaugh, and it was like a college atmosphere, and he was getting in the drills with his players, and he was hopping in with the quarterbacks, and I loved it, and that's something that always stuck with me, and I'll hop out there, and for some reason, when I hop in a drill, the intensity goes way up. Guys can't wait to hit me, to screen me, to try to get into me, so we have fun with it. We have a great group of guys, and I'm thankful we're off to a great start, and hopefully that can continue tomorrow night against Brooklyn.
Michael, what do you mean wasting my time? I've been watching it all morning long. We're still running it on CBS Sports Network. I'm awed by it. I'm awed by the handle. I'm awed by the intensity. You're breaking ankles. You're sending a message. I love it. It's absolutely awesome. The Nuggets are out quickly. They are 9-2. Michael Malone is their head coach. Michael, so good to get caught up. Appreciate the relationship and the conversation, as always. Great to have you back.
Same here, Jim. I look forward to being on with you again, man. All the best.
Yeah, you too. That was great. Michael Malone joining us. What a good head coach. Such a great coach. Great leader. Great personality. And he's got that East Coast grit. I love it. And great handle. Great handle. Denver's 9-2. They are at home against Brooklyn tomorrow night. They're out fast. Telephone number is 1-800-636-6255.